This is Honest Abe Lincoln, and I'd like to read to you from logs.
Good morning. You are a fool. If you are worried about Sarah Palin's experience, here's why. Today, Laura Bush called Palin a quick study. You don't understand the significance of that statement. I feel sorry for you. Because in the right circles, that is the equivalent of being granted knighthood by the ineffectual trophy wife, Eye Candy General. The very best that ever was. I've watched Sarah Palin with my long-suffering, beady, hateful eyes, and I have deemed her worthy. Yes, when the disastrously wrong-headed policies of her man raised the question in the minds of the American public, has he been drinking? She will be there. A visual reminder of her man's outward-facing, jimmied-up storybook, fake Christian life. Well, I guess it's okay, they'll be resigned to say. Because I read those stories about her leaving him if he goes back to drinking, and she's still there. And she is wearing a crucifix around her neck. A tiny gold crucifix, with a row of diamonds upwards and crosswise, whose cash value could end a lot of suffering. I'm sorry, everybody, I just monologued a little bit there. I guess when you're all shut up inside your own head, it gets to be kind of a cage of funny house mirrors. Yes, Sarah Palin will do just fine. She's a very quick study. Seen, not heard, honey. Seen, not heard. That's right. Quick study.
And it's true! As Republican talking points now claim, there's no way you can prepare yourself for the White House. No, Sarah Palin is coming in just as green as any other former VP. Exactly the same. Nothing can prepare you for that experience, which is why it's so crucial that you surround yourself with good advisors. Which is why it's so crucial that Sarah Palin not reach the White House. All right, boys, Russia's finally becoming a problem. What do we do? Well, Miss Palin, war is extremely profitable.
What about peace?
I'm gonna have to level with you, ma'am. It's significantly less profitable. Bad for the economy.
Okay, I guess the first one, then.
I think that it's reasonable to assume that if McCain ends up in the Oval Office by hook or by crook is underlined and italicized, that Sarah Palin will be the first woman president. Which is subconsciously the point because America wants its mommy. The fundamental dichotomy, of course, is that, yes, we do want her to make us feel safe again, but we're not, you know, she's gonna make us go to Sunday school. We're gonna drag our feet. We don't want to get up early. Oh, do we? Oh. I think this is as succinct a unified field theory of American politics as I have heard. Why do stodgy old antiquarians and conservative Christians like Sarah Palin? Because the world is confusing and they want their mom. Why do left-leaning, anti-corporate, transparency in government sorts not get along with Sarah Palin? Because they have issues with their mom. You're not going to vote for Sarah Palin. Your mom is going to vote for Sarah Palin. Why are so many conservative Christians anti a woman's right to choose? They need more moms. But Sarah Palin got a drubbing from America's other sanctimonious sweetheart, Katie Couric.
Miss Palin, what can you tell me about John McCain's political life? Oh, I can't tell you anything, Katie. Oh, anything at all. No, I assure you, Katie, I couldn't tell you thing one. No, really, it's just, you know, you just have to say a thing or two about his vote. Listen, Katie, I'm gonna make this clear to you. I just got here, okay? Today's my first day. Lay off. And believe you me, that does nothing to capture the actual events. You should check them out in the show notes. It's spectacular. It's so clueless and passive-aggressive and bristling hatred through bared teeth. Well, I'll just wrap something up and get it back to you, Katie, okay? Is that good? Is that an answer? I'll get back to you. Check it out in the show notes. You'll love it. It's wince-worthy. And that's why Joe Biden has done 10 million interviews since he was announced as VP, although he also put his foot in his mouth for Katie Couric. What about Obama's mean attack ads about McCain not being able to use a computer? Oh, I know, Katie, I know. I know, I didn't. I don't know how those... How about this? Katie, listen. I know, commercials, forgive us. However, you can't Google, you can't be president. Not anymore. Get your head out of your ass, Katie. How dare you glower at me? This man needs to get informed. How's that for straight talk, Katie? As we say on the street, do I got to draw you a hyperlink? Click on it. Scroll down, Katie. It's the world of tomorrow. Got a little off track there. So that's why Joe Biden has done a million interviews. Did I say 2 million before? I actually don't have my numbers. And Sarah Palin has done... She's been hidden from the press. No, 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 no. Don't talk to her. Talk to me. Don't talk to her. Talk to me. I will answer questions for Ms. Palin. Yes, she's qualified for the presidency. Next question. Yes, she is a political pit bull, able to handle anything. Next question. Don't fidget, Sarah. Don't fidget. Two demerits to Slytherin. And so that's Republican plan. Why don't we keep her a little bit out of sight? You know, she's a great eye candy. She's not so much on the talkie-talkie. She gets spooked. She doesn't look like she has her game together. So the debates are a problem. And McCain has a great admiration for Obama's debating skills. And so about any opportunity to cancel the debates was a welcome one. Financially, the world is about to end, and John McCain goes, yeah, there, that's it. That's what we'll use. That's it. We're out of the debates, people. Woo! Yes! We're out, people. We're out. And you go all high and mighty, say, the country comes first. We believe you think that, John. Nobody's saying that we don't believe you think that. Obama pulls out a clipboard, goes, check, has trouble multitasking. Ooh. Obama says, if he's not there, that's fine. You gotta keep this country running. I'll just do a town hall. That's better. It's harder, looks better. And I get more FaceTime. John McCain says he will stop campaigning. He does not stop campaigning anywhere. Then goes to Washington and says nothing. Hey, at least Obama said something unsympathetic. Obama doesn't want to loosen strictures on making it easier to declare bankruptcy. What? What? Really? Lumbering America turns its head to the sensible plans of Dennis Kucinich and Ron Paul and takes another drink. Oh, we made our choice. They were uncharismatic. Dennis Kucinich saw a UFO. America has no place for brilliant iconoclasts who speak their mind and do so sensibly and have hearts in the right place. But what are you gonna do? That's the system. One hell of a system we got going here. Back to John McCain knowing how to use Winamp instead of iTunes. No, is that no longer the sexy media player? How about VLC as opposed to Avictrola? If John McCain were to Google Posse Comitatus, he would see the first two results are Wikipedia, defining Posse Comitatus, and I'm going to use my Wikipedia voice here. The Posse Comitatus Act and the Insurrection Act substantially limit the powers of the federal government to use the military for law enforcement. That's a no-brainer. But then John McCain would see as the third entry, and this is assuming he doesn't, you know, have an RSS feed set up or anything, so it, you know, shuffles by. Date posted. John McCain would see the third entry going down from top-wise, in Googling fashion, as is familiar to John McCain, is HomelandSecurity.org, with a blog post entitled The Myth of Posse Comitatus, and that says, the Posse Comitatus Act has traditionally been viewed as a major barrier to the use of U.S. military forces in planning for homeland defense. That was in case I didn't announce it, but that was my Homeland Security voice. I could have also used the Posse Comitatus Act. Delicious has been traditionally. Puppies, I need puppies for my coats. Cruella de Vil, no? But what John McCain wouldn't see on Google, although what he might see in his RSS aggregator, because I'm sure he subscribes to Democracy Now, is Amy Goodman, sweet, noble, virtuous, professional Amy Goodman. Anybody looking for a VP? Amy Goodman? Amy Goodman. This is journalist Amy Goodman, who was just brutalized at the Republican National Convention in Minneapolis, arrested for muckraking. The press is being arrested for muckraking by standing and recording the events. Amy Goodman announces that starting October 1st, there will be active U.S. Army units on American soil, patrolling American soil after a 36-month tour in Iraq. Why are they here? To quell civil unrest. And I remind you that this is in an age where someone as professional and indispensable a journalist as Amy Goodman could be arrested, where police could come upon people just sitting in a park, a group of people just sitting in a park, not affiliated with a protest, and tell them, "You are all under arrest," to which background murmurs can be heard. Is he serious? Where there are free speech zones, and you're not permitted to enter them.
I don't love the looks of this. I don't love the looks of this.
Can we expect this to usher in the onslaught of a brutal martial law in the United States? No. No, of course not. That's conspiracy mumbo jumbo. In the case of utter civil unrest and peaceful demonstration, there may be some need for the rapid deployment of new programs, such as not martial law, freedom law, where you will be permitted patriot straps. The patriot straps are just for your protection while you're inside the Liberty Box. Also, while you're in the Liberty Box, you get as much American pie as you can eat, provided that it doesn't exceed 2 ladlefuls per day. This has been Abraham Lincoln coming to you from the AbrahamLincolnLogs.com every Monday, every Friday. Stay safe out there, younglings. Wishing you a very good day. Good day!